What happens when a one-football team town becomes a two-football team town? KTOO's Rebecca Shear introduces us to the Thunder Mountain High School Falcons, the newest kickers on the block, and explores how Juneau's football scene will change now that the Crimson Bears have a bit of company.
We are the Falcons, the mighty, mighty Falcons. We are the Falcons, the flying fish-eating Falcons.
Thunder Mountain sophomore Jesse Conrad Nakamura is not a songwriter.
That's all I got.
Not bad.
I'm working on it.
But he is a football player.
Football, I love the sport.
And today he's in spring training for his high school football debut as a founding member of
the mighty, mighty Falcons.
As TMHS enters its second year, it will be one of 212 schools in the Alaska School Activities Association. That means it can compete against other ASAA members across the state, provided they're in the same conference. TMHS is 4A, since it enrolls more than 401 students. But with less than 850 students, football-wise, it's considered a small school, unlike a certain other Juneau team. What's the relationship going to be between the Crimson Bears and the Falcons? They're not going to play each other the first year, right, because of the different conferences?
They're not playing the first year.
Though they will be playing the second year, once Juneau Douglas's enrollment levels out and it, too, becomes a small school. This, by the way, is Bill Boyer,
head coach of Thunder Mountain High School football,
and the former junior varsity coach at Juneau Douglas. JDHS is currently recruiting a new one. Boyer's first order of business with the Falcons, other than getting through spring training, is raising funds.
We're keeping the cost down out of pocket to the kids in regards to making it $300 for them to play.
Each Crimson Bear will personally pay $1,400 this coming year. That's down from $1,440 last year. The money covers things like activity fees, registration costs, and travel for themselves and their opponents.
They have to come up with money to have these teams travel in. They have to come up with money to travel out. And we are making it a status quo that we're not going to pay for teams to come in to play here like JDHS has done. It's too high of a cost for our kids in this community to play sports.
So Boyer says the Falcons will primarily be playing other teams in Southeast.
And I believe that there's a lot of down South teams that will come up and play.
In other words, teams from the lower 48. Financially, the Falcons and Bears aren't entirely on their own. The Juneau Youth Football League will continue its mission of overseeing all divisions of Juneau football by assisting the teams with fundraising. After 2 years, it'll let JDHS and TMHS manage the high school division together. In the meantime, the Juneau School District is also helping out by paying for a fraction of both teams' travel.
We're striving for equity in every way we possibly can, but there are only so many boys to go around.
Bill Chalmers has coached the Crimson Bears for 5 years.
We've, in the past, have planned on suiting up 70 to 75 boys in both varsity and junior varsity. This year, we're counting on having 50. The remainder of that number will hopefully be playing for Thunder Mountain High School.
Notice how he says, will hopefully be playing for Thunder Mountain. It appears that Chalmers isn't exactly bemoaning a loss of talent to his team. The same team, mind you, that nabbed the statewide large schools championship in both 2005 and 2007.
The Bears have had a winning tradition just about every year since they've had high school football. But any of my football players who wanted to play for Thunder Mountain, I would say, go for it. They need positive building blocks to build on, and our kids are great kids, and they would make great building blocks.
Even if that could be at the expense of your winning streak?
Well, winning isn't everything.
Chalmers says he knows people are worried about a town of 31,000 people fielding two football teams.
I don't want the town to be torn apart by the football program. The football program has been a real positive aspect of my experience in Juneau, and I want to stay that way.
Which is why once he retires from coaching in 2010, he vows to attend as many Thunder Mountain games as he can.
Just because I want to see good football, and I'm sure that these coaches will have good football teams right from the very beginning.
The Falcons have only been training for 6 weeks, but Coach Boyer says they're off to a promising start. He's got 25 on board so far, enough for a varsity team, though he'd love to have at least 50 so he could field a JV team, too. A handful of his crew are former Crimson Bears, all of them excited about beginning a new tradition.
This first team that's going to play are going to have their pictures on the walls for the rest of their lives. Anybody who's going ahead and playing for Thunder Mountain this first season is going to be part of history and part of tradition for the rest of their lives.
The Falcons play their first game on August 8th against the Sitka Wolves, and Jesse Conrad Nakamura says he'll be prepared. in more ways than one.
And the song that you wrote now, are you going to have it all down by the first game, maybe?
Yes, I will have it down. I'll sing it at the first game.
And depending on which way the score goes, perhaps all the Falcons will have something to sing about. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.